live just for a short while in your city to bring to you glad tidings of the gospel, the good news. God's salvation, God's love for the city of Dundee. God so loved the world. Don't you know that he gave his only begotten Son that you might not perish, but that you might have eternal life in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, through faith, that is, in believing. Delivers men and women from a lot of trouble, delivers them from their sin, and delivers them from fear. One man accused us, putting fear into people, making them afraid. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here that you might be delivered from what causes the fear. What causes the fear? No, not the gospel preacher telling you the truth, but what causes the fear, of course, is the sin in us all. And the sin, of course, well, that leads to death, and then death leads to judgment. That's why, that's why we're afraid of death. Death isn't natural. We weren't made to die. If it was natural, you wouldn't be afraid of it. But the Bible calls it the king of terror. We're frightened of it. We're terrified of it. That's why they inoculate you now. You know, in the National Health Service, if you're in your last stages, of existence in this world, end of life care, they call it, They inoculate you so that you're oblivious to the fact that you're going out of the world and into eternity. Death just, is not natural to us. That's why it causes us fear. But there's an answer to the fear, and there's an answer to the death. There's an answer to what causes the death, and that, of course, is sin. Sin came into the world. Bible tells us by one man, the first man, the head of the entire human race. He brought sin upon the rest of us. So that by natural generation, the disease, the complaint, if you like, the problem is passed on generation after generation. So that God can say that we are all of us conceived in sin, born in sin, live and die in sin. But of course, in the midst of that earthly existence, we spend it in fear, afraid of our shadows, afraid sometimes of a leaf that falls from the tree behind us. We live all our days in fear. Fear, not fearing what and who we should fear, not fearing God, not giving God glory. But of course, well, that's the very thing that we are made for. Anyway, if you like a copy of God's Word, check these things out that we bring to you. The Gospel, copy of God's written words offered to you. No cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. If you'd like one, you come and ask for one. Freely offered, offered in love, and offered freely. You're simply for the taking. If you'd like one, you come and ask for one. Gladly placed into your hand. Then, of course, you can muse upon the person of Jesus Christ, see who he is, see what he has done. And, of course, in order that, well, through believing, because these things were written that you might believe, and that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing that you are might of life, life, I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Gospel, you see, is about life. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Not talking about religion, we're talking about life. We're talking about the one who can give you life, the one who's the author of life, the one who can raise you from the deadness, in your sins, as the Bible puts it, dead in your trespasses, your sins, that is, dead, not just a little bit, not just a big bit, but totally, completely dead, spiritually dead, cut off from God with no life in you. Well, Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I don't see any evidence of that on the faces of Dundee today. You know, your drugs, you know, your alcohol, your immorality, your materialism, whatever it is that you're into, you know, sin-wise, I mean, you know, it's not doing much for you, Dundee. Huh? Not much happiness, nothing but the old misery of sin, because that's what sin does. That's not what you were made for. You weren't made for a life of sin. You were made to fear God and give glory to Him. You were made to walk with Him. You were made to know joy unspeakable. You were made to know love and life and happiness that can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, who came into the world and died on that cross in order that that life, because the life is in the blood, the Bible says, in the blood of God's Son, there's life, life eternal, life after sin, life before you die, life before you end your worldly existence, eternal life. My sheep hear my voice, only His sheep. The goats don't hear His voice, they're stone deaf. My sheep, He says, they hear my voice, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Love and life and lasting joy found only in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Gosh, Christ, you ask me whether it is that, whether you want life or whether you want death. Why will you die? Turn, says the Lord. Why will you die when there's life to be had, life to be found in the Savior? Not religion, not Muhammad's variety, not the Pope's variety, not the Church of Scotland's variety. That's dead works, that's dead religion. There's no life there. Life is in the Gospel. Life is in Christ and Jesus, a person, the man Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who came into the world to save sinners and to give them life. Muhammad came to kill and destroy. The successive popes come to kill and destroy. But Jesus says, I did not come to destroy men's lives. I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. God sent His Son to bless you. But that blessing must be received by faith. Only by faith can it be received. Not by works, not by your doing, not by any merit of yours, not whatsoever. Simply receive. It's the gift of God. Wages. Sin is death, but the gift, free gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ. My Lord, whom I declare to you here this afternoon in Dundee. Believing, my friend, believing. This is the work of God. Not doing food banks, not giving money to the poor. Nothing wrong with that, you know. Ought to do things like that, but that doesn't get you right with God. That doesn't repair the damage that's already been done. No, not by works, God says. Nobody will ever be made right with me, says God, by their own doing, by their own works. It's only by faith, faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Here's the problem. You see, you got a bad head, you got a bad heart, and you've got a bad record. The bad head needs fixing. You need to be found sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in your right mind. Only He can give you the right mind. Only He can give you that precious gift of repentance. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous mind, unrighteous man is thinking. The wrong thinking, the wrong heads. Wrong in the head, and then wrong in the heart. Jesus, the great physician, He needs to operate on you. Open up your hearts and let out the poison of sin, and replace it with His love, with His grace, with His forgiveness, with His goodness,
with the blessings of God. Bad heads, bad hearts, and bad records. All that sin that lies against you. All your days you've been sinning against God, not doing what you want to have been doing, fearing God and giving Him glory. So you've got a bad record that needs to be cleared. And the only one who can do that, the only one who can do any one of these things, sort your bad head, sort your bad heart, and clear your bad record. But that's why Jesus came, why He had to come, why He had to live and die, why He had to rise again from the dead, in order that heart surgery might become a reality with you. That is, that you might be born again, because you must be. You must be born again, says Jesus. Said to man, be born again. He cannot see, perceive, that is, understand the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ, He's the one that you must go to. He gives you the right start, the right beginning, a new heart, you know, a clean slate, as it were, forgiven, pardoned by God, and of course reconciled to God and brought to a knowledge, not just a knowledge about God, not just knowledge about Him from the Bible, from a book or from another person, but an intimate knowledge, a knowing of God intimately, brought into a bond of friendship with God, friendship with your Maker. Because that's the problem. Your bad heads, your bad hearts, and your bad records, that's what keeps you from God. The impurity of your heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, says Jesus, for they shall see God. You can't see Him. Why? Because you got no faith. You believe in nonsense like evolution, Darwin's daftness, or Dawkins' lunacy. You believe the insanity of the world. You believe the insanity of your modern day culture. And where does that leave you? Eh? You can't even define what a woman is. Eh? You don't even know what men and women were made for. You know? You do that which is unnatural. You do that which is, well, just plain downright insanity. That's the culture of your day. Sin culture of your day. That, my friends, that's the result of your sin. And the end of your sin, of course, is unbelief. The end of your sin is unbelief. I do appreciate the music. That tends to gather people. The end of your sin, the end of your culture, the end of the wickedness of your day and generation. The end of it is death, my friend. That one thing that you fear most of all, your departure from this world. And that day is coming, because it's appointed unto man. Appointed unto man once to die. Marked in God's calendar. That day, that hour, that moment, when you will breathe your last and go out of the world and meet God. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that, well, then you meet the judge. Then you stand before Him. And you give account for everything, all that you ever did. You give account in that day. God will bring you to judgment. Answer, says Jesus, for every idle word that you've ever spoken. Even for this occasion, when you heard the gospel, when you rejected the gospel, when you railed against the gospel, when you tried to silence the gospel, God will bring you to judgment for these things. But that's what causes the fear. That's what puts the fear in you. Because you know that you're a morally accountable creature. God made you that way. Your conscience testifies with me, on behalf of me, on behalf of God's word. You're a sinner. Your conscience tells you that. your conscience tells you, when you do right, your conscience tells you, when you do wrong, you're morally accountable creature. You've got to come to God in that day. And so, my friend, you want to listen to your conscience, you want to follow your conscience, you need your conscience taught, instructed by God's word. You need to meet the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments, my friend. That's the standard by which God will judge you in that day, not your standard, not the standard of the culture, not the standard of the government, not the standard of your family. God will judge you by this standard in that day. This is how you'll be measured. Thou shalt have no other God before me. False religion, idolatry. Thou shalt not murder, abortion, euthanasia, violence, drugs. Thou shalt not kill, says God. Thou shalt not commit adultery, homosexuality, fornication, sex outside of marriage, all profession of sexual immorality. God will bring you to judgment for these things. God will judge you in that day according to his standards, the standard of his holy law. And you don't come up to that standard? Well, hell for you! Hell for you! Not heaven! In that day, my friends, God will judge you for everything that you've ever done. But he won't judge you even for the very nature within you, even for the inclination that you have towards sin, the desire for sin, that nature passed on to you by your parents all the way down the line, natural generation, one generation after another, begets sinners, born in sin. Sin that comes short of the glory of God, none righteous, no, not one. My friend, in that day when God judges you, if your nature's not been changed, if you've not been born again by the Spirit of God, if God has not changed your heart, your nature, if God has not given you a new one, my friend, you're going to be in serious trouble in that day. More fear, I tell you, than you ever experienced in life. A dreadful judge, I tell you, outside of Jesus Christ. A dreadful judge. Judge Jesus. That is a point in a day in which he will judge the world, all mankind, every man, woman, and child born into this world, will stand before Judge Jesus and be condemned in that day. Unless your heart's been changed, unless you've been born again, unless you've been given new life. Unless your nature's been changed, unless you've been born again by the Spirit of God, unless Jesus Christ has done a new work in your heart, unless Jesus said,
"Fucking bomb, this is wrong. I don't care if this is wrong. This is wrong."
Jesus says, "You must.
It's wrong. This is wrong."
Fallen sin, forsaken sin, from your mother's womb, that's where your sin career began. At that moment, when you were conceived in your mother's womb, that's where it all began. And then 9 months later, you were born in sin. Chafing, says the Bible, formed in iniquity, ready to perform your sinful desires. Hating God and hating your neighbor, your hatred of God and your hatred of your neighbor. neighbour. It's expressed all over your country, all over the world, all over your city of Dundee. Killing one another. May the great need love death. Jesus Christ. Oh, my friends, unless you're born again, unless Jesus gives you life, unless he saves you.
You're on camera.
Okay, fuck off.
Oh, you did it. If you know what you did. So as the same man, the hatred of God's been manifest amongst you. Hating God. That's what it's about, you know. They're proving the very thing, you know, that I'm trying to tell you. It's how men and women are born. Some are conceived and born in sin. And that's what comes out of you. You know, there's a place in the Bible, but, you know, it says you're in your natural state, you're incontinent. You can't keep it in, you know. If there's no God, if you really believe there's no God, well, why all this? Why all this trouble, eh? Because you know that there's a God, that's why. If there was no God, you wouldn't even bat an eyelid. Just keep on walking. But as soon as he's mentioned, as soon as Jesus Christ is lifted up before you, what do we get? This is what we get. Rage and anger. Why? Because man in his natural state hates God and hates his neighbour. And that's why you need to be born again. That's why God, in the immensity of his love, sent his son Jesus Christ into the world. Sent his son into the world, that through him that you might be saved, that your nature might be changed. That's what Jesus means when he says you must be born again. It's not you becoming religious. Anybody can do that. Yeah? It's God working through the gospel, changing your nature, making you a new person, a new creation. It's God in his kindness, love, and mercy, putting his life into your dead soul and his love into your dead heart. And unless that happens at some point in your history, in your time in the world, unless God does that, a work of grace in you by his almighty power, then I tell you, the day will come when you will wish. If you're not born again, the day will come when you will wish you had never been born at all. God sent his son into the world to bless the world, to bless you, Dundee, but that blessing of salvation, it must be received, and it must be received by faith. We're here today to tell you that gospel. We're not here to hate you like these people who have expressed hatred towards us. We come here in love. We came here to express the love of God to you, and these people have expressed nothing but hatred and malice and even violence towards us. That's not what we are here for. We're here to love on you, Dundee, to tell you about the love of God, the grace of God, the free grace of God, that which you can't work for, you can't pay for it, you can't be religious for it, you can't go to church for it, you can't do anything for it, only God can give it to you. But it's the gift of God, the free gift of God. The wages of sin is death, yes, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. How do you receive it? Well, like any other gift, you stretch out the hand of faith, and you receive it in faith. You make Jesus Christ your own by faith. He bids you, he tells you, come to him. You can come to him on the authority of his word. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. Peace with God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding. Peace, my friends. Peace with God. The love of God, the peace of God, the life of God. Love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. You don't find that in the world. You don't find that in the broken systems of this world. Some of you have drank there. You've been to the alcohol, you've been to the drugs, you've been to the immorality. Did you find love, life, lasting joy? No, because they're only found in Jesus. Only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Love everlasting. Love that doesn't forsake you. Love that doesn't walk away from you, even when you get it seriously wrong. Life eternal. Everlasting life, that is. And lasting joy. A joy, a happiness, says Jesus, that no man can take away from you. My friends, Jesus, it's Him that you must come to. It's Him that you must drink at. He's the well, He's the fountain. The water that I shall give you shall be in you a well of water springing up to everlasting life. Come and drink, drink freely, He says, at the well of salvation. Simple, not rocket science. You don't need a PhD in theology. Don't need a PhD itself. I could tell you about wasters. I could tell you about drunkards. I could tell you about drug addicts that have been given back their life. I could bring you a dozen or more Christians here to testify of what Jesus Christ has done for them, how He saved them, how He's blessed their lives, how He's given them life. Could you bring me 12 atheists to stand here and tell the world, tell Dundee, how that atheism has enhanced their lives, given them love and life and lasting joy? You've just seen an expression of atheism. That's what atheism does to you. It makes you a hateful and a violent creature. Is that what you want? Take your pick. I offer you life. I offer you Jesus. I offer you love and life and lasting joy. He offers you violence. He offers you hatred. Is that what you want? Make a choice. Take your pick. A life of violence. That's the world. That's the world in which God judged way back in the beginning in Noah's day. A violent world. God judged that world. And He'll judge this world. He'll judge this world, I tell you. And He'll judge. He'll judge you. Up front and personal, I tell you. And you're more culpable. You're more culpable because you've heard the gospel. Because you've heard the truth that would make you free. So please, don't go away rejecting it. Don't turn away. Don't despise, don't reject the Son of God. God sent His Son to bless the world. He sent His servants here today to bless Dundee, to bless you. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Will you take it? Will you take Jesus? Will you take Him to be your own? Make Him your own by faith. Will you believe upon His name? If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Only believe, says Jesus. That's the key that opens the door to the kingdom of heaven. Repent ye and believe the gospel. There you are. There you are, Dundee. More hatred. More of your hatred. Is that how you want to live? In hatred? Or do you want the love, the life, the lasting joy? You pick, you choose. You choose. I lay before you life and death, the way of salvation. Responsibility's yours. When that day is coming, you'll stand before God and you'll give account even for this time when you heard the truth, when you heard the gospel, when you heard the word of salvation. God sent His Son into the world. I did not come to destroy men's lives, Jesus says. I came to save them. I came that you might have eternal life, quality of life, not just endless life, not just that, quality of life here and now, life without the sin, life without that which degrades you, life without that which spoils you, takes the very life out of you. That's what sin does. It lifts you up. And then it sucks the very life out of you. It sucks you dry and leaves you empty. Well, bring your empty vessel to Jesus and let Him fill it. Bring the empty vessel of your heart to Jesus and let Him fill it. With love, with life, with lasting joy. Found in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. No other. No other. must go. No other mediator between man and God. No one else, no other name. Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not the Pope of Rome. One mediator, says God, the man Christ Jesus, sent into the world to save sinners. I am the way, says Jesus, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No one gets right with God only through me. None other name under heaven by which we must be saved. Only the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, sent into the world to bless you, Dundee. Blessing or cursing? I said it before you today. Religion can't do this for you. The philosophies of men can't do this for you. Only Jesus, I lay before you. Two pathways. The pathway to life or the pathway to destruction. I lay before you, my friends. Life and death. Life and death. Cursing or blessing. Which is it to be? My friends, choose Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be saved. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word? It's offered to you freely, no cost, no obligation to you, yours, simply for the taking. You'd like one? Please feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hands. The Word of God, grafted Word of God, able to save your soul, should you receive it, that is. Read all about Jesus. Muse upon his person, the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. Like a copy of God's Word, you come and ask for one. Remember the words of Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Dundee. Repent ye, repent ye. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Dundee, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Like a copy of God's Word, you come and ask for one. May God bless you, and the mercy I say upon you, precious, precious, never dying souls.